This week, Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders released a campaign ad that shows him in the town of Denmark, South Carolina, talking to people there about discolored drinking water that they say has caused health problems for years.
It strikes me that the water crisis in this country, which goes well beyond South Carolina, is an issue we just don't talk enough about. I mean, this is the year 2019. What you're saying is you have to travel 12 miles, go to a good spring, fill up on water and bring it back in the United States of America.
So that's South Carolina, but residents of Martin County, Kentucky can relate. They've been struggling with a similar water issue for more than a year. Videos posted online show yellow water flowing out of the tap, and now some state lawmakers are calling on Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin to declare a state of emergency. One of those lawmakers is Chris Harris, who represents Martin County in the state General Assembly. He's a Democrat and joins us now. Representative Harris, describe the problem in Martin County. Some residents have said the tap water is discolored and smells like bleach. What exactly is the problem?
Well, the Martin County water issue has been going on for more than a year. There's a tremendous water loss issue in the county. They're losing, or were at one time, losing over 60% or more of the water that was produced from their plant. And the water has just not been regular. It's not been consistent and reliable. There's been a lot of outages where water is not available. And then when water comes back on, the leaks or cracks in the lines result in that discolored water that you see in those pictures you were just talking about. So
what does it look like? Just describe for our listeners what the water looks like.
Well, it can look different in different areas, depending on the color of the soil in the area where the leak may be. Because what's happening is when the water is shut off, the leaks, the water and soil around the cracks in the lines are leaking back into the lines, and then the water comes back on. It's, the system gets recharged, and it pushes that discolored water to the end user. It's not like that folks have discolored water all the time. It's just that when water is turned on and off, the water in the line gets dirtied, and then that is pushed through to the end user, and so they have to let their water run to let that bad water get out.
Now, people have been complaining about this problem for years. Why hasn't this been solved at this point?
Well, the problem in Martin County is the result of years of neglect. The system was not maintained the way that it should have been maintained. Martin County is a very poor county, and quite frankly, the previous board members did not want to raise rates on the people of the county and didn't do that. So they didn't have the money to make the repairs that needed to be made along the way. The result is now you've got a system that is completely deteriorated, and it's affecting, having a tremendously bad effect on the people that live in Martin County and rely on this source of water for drinking and bathing and cooking and all the things that we use public water for.
Is it dangerous, do you think, for your constituents? Is this like what we saw in Flint, Michigan, where it could actually cause health problems for people?
Well, I think we have a little better opportunity to make the repairs than what Flint has. You know, Flint had a systemic issue with the entire system. Here we have just really neglect of the system. Over the years, some people have been allowed to put in their own lines that weren't put in properly, that resulted in cracks in the line, and that allows that dirt and sediment to infiltrate the line and creates this bad water. But yes, it is dangerous. You know, there's a lot of people, elderly folks, people with handicaps, that rely on their public drinking water significantly, and it's not easy for them to go to the grocery store and buy clean drinking water. I mean, they can't get out, and they're not as mobile as some of us may be. And so, yes, it is a health concern. It's a serious problem that is the result of years of neglect. And you know, just to kind of take it a step further, there's this mass conversation across the country right now about regulation and how, you know, we need to cut red tape and less regulation is always better. Well, this is one of those situations where less regulation is not better. If the state would have been regulating the Martin County Water District all along, it would have realized that it wasn't maintaining the system the way that it was supposed to maintain it. And the people of Martin County would not be without a good, reliable source of drinking water right now.
So you sponsored a resolution calling on the governor, their Republican governor, Matt Bevin, to declare a state of emergency in Martin County, Kentucky, and to make emergency funds available to resolve this water crisis. What have you heard from the governor's office?
We haven't heard any response from the governor's office. There's been some grants, mostly federal money, that has come down and been designated to assist the water district in making the repairs that need to be made. It's not nearly enough. It's a dire situation in the county right now without a good, reliable source of clean drinking water, and making emergency funding available is really our only choice at this point without grant assistance, additional grant assistance from the state or federal government.
So the other part of this story has to do with the amount of money people are having to pay for water. Last year, Kentucky's Public Service Commission approved rate increases in part to pay down the water district's debt. There have been complaints that people are now paying more for unclean water. Some people in the county have said they're happy to pay more if it'll help. But this, as you said, you're dealing with people who, in many cases, do not have very much money. How big of a problem is that part of this story, that you're just bleeding your residents dry of the money that they have to pay for water that's not even reliable?
Right. And this is something that we're seeing over and over again with our public, you know, with utilities in general, not just public utilities, but private utilities, is that the rates are becoming unaffordable for folks, you know, electric rates, water rates, things that people need. They're just becoming almost luxuries. Martin Countyans have seen a 44% rate increase over the last year and a half in their water rates. That's a problem for a community and a county that really is one of the poorest counties in the country. So because of mismanagement and because these increases weren't done gradually over many, many years, now they're faced with a, you know, with a steep increase. An additional thing that the Public Service Commission of Kentucky ordered, which I did not agree with, they ordered that the water district would have to hire an outside operator to come in and operate the district. Well, that's not going to be done without a cost. Now we're introducing profit into the equation, so there's going to be somebody there operating the district making a profit. And so if we just had in place a quality regulatory framework at the state level or the national level to make sure that these small water districts, who may not have professional management at the district, that they have proper oversight and are regulated to the point where they can provide the public with a reliable, clean source of drinking water. I think that's where we need to go. And Martin County may be the first that we've seen show the dilapidation in the infrastructure come to this point, but it won't be the last, and there will be others. And if we don't get ahead of this, if we don't start developing and implementing a system of oversight over these small water districts, there are going to be a lot more people that are in the same situation that little Martin County, Kentucky is in right now.
That is Chris Harris, who's a Democratic state representative in the Kentucky General Assembly. He represents Martin County, which is dealing with a water crisis right now. Chris Harris, thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, it's great to be with you.
And by the way, if you were tuned in last week when we were broadcasting from WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky, you know how we found this story. We asked a reporter, Philip Bailey, there about a story that we weren't paying attention to, that the national media are not paying attention to, that they should be. And he said the Martin County water crisis. So thanks to him, and glad that we brought this story to our listeners today. Let us know what the water is like where you are at hereandnow.org.